Freehand for fantasy, reference for realism, or unfine disregard for rule. There are no rules in art, because rules cause harm as they box the artist in. Creating art is like walking around a city. It is meant to be an interesting adventure, and it must not be pre-planned or on some schedule. Real education is somewhat similar to art in that it is about the pursuit of curiosities and joy and fun and love of life, where the student moves from one storefront to another while gaining the abilities to appreciate more and more and more and more things to no end. On the other hand, fake education is pushing people through at a preset speed and in a preset sequence, at which point they abandon their beautiful and sacred curiosities and become like a processed sausage whose only aim is graduation. As without graduation, things get even worse. There's a threat of never getting a job and the certainty of never getting into higher education. And then, of course, all those years are wasted. Rules, presets, and forced sequences destroy education, not to mention unforgivable student loans, which destroy the person's future, the opposite of what schools are for. It is the same in art. Follow a pattern that has been forced on you, that you have been pressed into, and it is all over. All your creations will feel alien to you, and eventually so heavy as to make you turn away from art entirely. In other words, you will create art without actually growing as an artist. To avoid this, all you need to do is to visualize your empty canvas as a seed of a tree, and let it grow in a way that is most pleasant to you each and every time. I believe that deep down, both Impressionism and lowbrow or pop surrealism are rooted in rejection of that which destroys an artist. You may see a silly kitty or a person with googly eyes, but what it may be is an act of defiance. A paint balloon tossed at the dirty rules of academic art or some other rule-based nonsense. I think a lot of funny and silly artworks are rooted in something surprisingly profound or wise, or some such. Though most often, a silly work of art is purely about joy. If there is one rule in art, it is that you are to cheerfully practice a fine disregard for rule. This is how some artists have hundreds of beautiful works of art and possibly a show on Broadway, while others have only a handful and tragically seem to disappear after a few years. The serious undertone beneath foolishness in art is about realities of life. If you box your art in, it will only add to that weight. But if you let it bloom in joy and fun and disregard for rule, then it will elevate you and lift you up. Therefore, so as long as you let your paintings grow, you too
will grow as an artist and beyond.